JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, we look at the relocation process for the Jamaica Tourist Board and TPDCO. And don't forget to stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. The process has started for the relocation of the Jamaica Tourist Board and Tourism Product Development Company Limited offices in Montego Bay. We go to our reporter Brian Miller for more on this story.
Work has started on the construction of offices for the relocation of the Jamaica Tourist Board and Tourism Product Development Company Limited, TPDCO, Montego Bay operations. Minister of Tourism and Entertainment, Dr. Wickham McNeil, says space has been identified for both entities which fall under his portfolio on the grounds of the Montego Bay Convention Center in Rosehall. He says a contract valued at $75 million was signed earlier this month for the works. Preparatory work has started, and the project is slated for completion in 12 weeks. Financing for the project is being provided by the Tourism Enhancement Fund.
You see the possibilities that exist when we get the tourist board, TPDCO, get all the offices here at the convention center. The ability, whenever we have, whether it is our press conferences, when you have a tour operators, the fam trips, all these things will be done here, which means two things. One, that the persons who come, which are the tourism partners, will be coming to what is almost a tourism center. And they will also get to see the facilities.
Minister of Tourism and Entertainment, Honorable Dr. Wickham McNeil. He says the move will lead to greater efficiencies coming out of the relocated offices. Dr. McNeil was addressing a recent contract signing ceremony for LED street lights to be installed along the Montego Bay Elegant Corridor. Brian Miller reporting from Montego Bay for Roundabout JA.
Productivity is really the pathway to prosperity. Here's what you can do to become more productive. Tackle your most unpleasant task first. To defeat procrastination, learn to tackle your most unpleasant task first thing in the morning instead of delaying it until later in the day. This small victory will set the tone for a super productive day. Call the Jamaica Productivity Center at 948-6168 for more information. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
The Jamaica Productivity Center through the Ministry of Labor and Social Security.
Vision 2030, Jamaica's national development plan, seeks to ensure that all citizens, including the vulnerable, are given a fair chance to have an improved quality of life. As the country develops, provisions will be made for those who are either unable to support themselves or who face the risk of loss of income. Vision 2030, transforming Jamaica into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. On the community notice board, the Optimist Club of Harborview is once again hosting its annual Emancipation Day cultural extravaganza at the Harborview Primary School on Friday, August 1, starting at noon. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
My mom may work in the banana field, Eastern Banana, to grow us and my father's. Work in the cane field, cut cane, that he'll turn security guard. Until now we die. And we have to walk from Duckensill to Stokes, our secondary school, on the white road. And normally they didn't have any food to give us. We have to broke the cane and eat when lunchtime. We come and broke the cane and eat for lunch. And more time we have to go school barefoot or in slanders because they didn't have it to support us. My name is Anne Simmons and I'm born in Duckensill.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica. All you have to do is email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company on today's program. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.